This is Earth and Sky on the subject of hungry bears.
Bears are wild animals, but in the U.S. today, wildlife such as bears live in little islands of wilderness surrounded by a sea of humanity. With more people living near bears, human-bear contact is increasingly common, especially when the bear's food supply runs dry.
And that's what happened this past year in Colorado. A late frost and dry summer caused a meager berry and acorn crop just as the bears were laying on fat needed for hibernation. Hungry bears began making regular rambles from the White River National Forest into the towns of Aspen, Snowmass, and Vail. They rummaged through dumpsters, robbed bird feeders, and chased pets. Area campgrounds were closed after bears made raids on tents and coolers. Some tried to open camper doors while people were inside, occasionally leaving claw marks behind.
Wildlife biologists tried locking dumpster doors and even shooting rubber pellets at the bears, but nothing kept them away. In the past, biologists would trap problem bears and relocate them. Now, with a food shortage, there are too many to trap. Also, finding a place to relocate problem bears is nearly impossible. Bears are common in Colorado, but these days people are more and more common as well.
If you live near bears and want some tips on how to be good neighbors, visit our website at earthsky.com. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky,